And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Rad Podcast. We're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. This week, we have Ted.
That's me, I'm Ted.
And we have Jordan.
Hello.
We have Joe.
Hello.
And Alex.
I'm out of sick days, but I came anyway.
Yay! Spread the germs around.
Yeah.
Interweb germs.
I was wondering how you got sick from us, because a couple of us have been sick here. Now you're sounding kind of bad. Like, I don't think that it works that way.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I was playing some this game called Warhammer Vermintide with some dudes I know in Pokey. And one of them was like laid out with like the flu or something. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then a week later, I'm sick. I think I got a disease through a video game. I think that's how I caught it.
Nice.
Is it the Kelly party?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, I was actually hanging out with them just a little while ago. I saw another Alex and I was like, you're pretty cool too. I remember that, Alex.
All the Alexes.
Yeah.
I was going to say which one, because in that group, there's technically another Alex too. So
yeah. Yeah. I was talking to that Alex and
was it Femme or Man Alex?
Ma'am Alex?
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a masculine Alex.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, both the Alexes are cool. We didn't need to differentiate.
I don't think that
shout out to my Alexes.
Alex, I have a preference, though.
Himself.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, I haven't met the female Alex. I've just met a male Alex.
I don't know preference. So Anna's pregnant. She's going to have a baby shower here pretty soon. And she was filling out a little thing about what's your favorite this, what's your favorite that. And she was like, what's my favorite drink? And I'm like, well, I don't, I mean, I, you like green tea and you generally drink water and you're not really an alcohol drinker. So there's no mixed drink I don't think you have a favorite. And she's like, you know what? I think you're right. And she was going down the list and she's like, what's my favorite movie? And I'm like, I don't know.
That's your security question. When I run through those, they're like, what's your favorite color? I'm like, well, pink's awesome. I like black.
Those are the worst though, because they change all the time.
Yeah.
You, like, really.
So I don't think favorites are really a thing. Like, I don't have preferences for something. It just depends on what
genre
I'm in. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I enjoy Metallica some days, and every once in a while I want to listen to Randy Travis. Yeah. So,
or that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not often that I want to listen to that song. It's just one song, but you know.
That's why I kind of prefer the framing of the desert island scenario. Like, if you're stranded on a desert island and you could take like one record, what would it be? So this should reframe all security questions of, you're on a desert island, you can pick one hobby, which of these would you pick?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, you know what? My favorite hobby isn't model ship. My favorite hobby might be model ship building, but I don't want to do that on a desert island for the rest of my life. So I'm going to pick up macrame.
I might suddenly pick up ship building.
Yeah, ship building would be a large interest.
Yeah,
so you're on a desert island, you chop down like all the palm trees and just made just heaps of little tiny boats, and then it dawns on you as you carve the last one. Oh no, I could have used this last bit of wood to make a real ship.
Yeah, unless you find a Daniel Radcliffe around.
I know, you can ride on the farting dead body.
You just like find him and like carve him up into like little tiny red Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, I wasted that too.
Oh, I'm so bad at
models, like hitting the sides of it, trying to get out.
So then you just lash them all together and ride that.
Why not? All the mini sails.
Yeah, I used to short circuit those security questions and just answer with this really long number that I can remember. But that no longer works.
Neither does the same answer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They expect your answer to somewhat closely resemble something that an answer for that should resemble. And you can't put the same answer for everything. So I've had to like figure out ways to derive an answer for the security question. So
especially when you need it. Like, so what is your favorite band? Josie and the Pussycats? No. Queen? No. Yeah. ICP. That's it. Nope. Ah.
and now you've been locked out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. There's certain things I can't lock in on. I've committed to my Starship Troopers forever as my favorite movie, going on like 20 years strong. So
well, there you go. Now you got to change it.
Yeah. No, it won't change. Even if there is movies that I like, okay. I'll just permanently keep that.
And what street did you grow up on? Like,
oh, no, that's the one I'm like, what year should I choose?
your new pirate name is the street you grew up on when you were little, your first pet's name, and what's another common security question? Oh, your best friend in grade school.
That's only pick the solid ones, like what city were you born in? What's your mom's maiden name that I know I can
maiden
never
name
screw
is
up?
Actually, you'll remember, but you know, that's actually easily findable.
Yeah, like one of the first places that people like go to when they like start doing identity theft, and one of the really common fraudulent charges is ancestry.com or one of those sites, because they can look up where you were born. They can look up your like your whole family's maiden names and all that stuff. And yeah, like, and if you go to like places like Classmates or something like that, you could often find like the answers to those other questions, because they'd be like, hey, remember your dog
your
named
high school
Fluffy,
mascot
whatever?
And stuff too.
Yeah. So like none of those are good questions. Anyways.
What if your mother was never a maid? Like, she was pretty early.
What if
as
your
soon
dad
born
changed his last name?
Oh, yeah.
So then your mother maiden name is her current last name, unless she remarried or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you're just a bastard.
Ooh.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then you still have the maiden name problem.
It's a strange terminology, because a maid is attached to virtue.
You know? That's right. There's lots of not married.
Non-maids,
exactly. Yeah.
The unchaste,
exactly.
Snowmakers,
exactly. That's exactly.
Or if you're from the South, sandmakers, I guess.
And see, to be equal, because if guys had the white suits, I'd say no one deserves those too. But it is true. In today's times, there's very few brides that are truly worthy of their white dress.
Oh, we did it backwards at mine. I wore white and she wore black. I had a black tie, but I wore white. And all my line, like, we all wore white.
But see, Ted, you wouldn't be worthy of your white suit either.
Oh, no, I'm a slut.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, they'd be worthy of their white suit, but it would be non-fabric quality.
wait. Was that for Memorial Day? Or Labor Day. Was
that
the Labor Day?
Sperm joke.
I was thinking that was a semen joke.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yep.
We should not fight to that.
Always keeping it classy.
Yep, I know. Well, how about this? So Disney is wanting to expand their Marvel franchise.
No.
So since Fox won't sell them X-Men, they're just going to buy Fox.
You know what makes me mad about this too? Are they still going to have the balls to do R-rated Deadpools? Are we going to get Golly gee willikers, I suck now.
It is not 100% official. Apparently, they're not getting the broadcast, so Disney would not suddenly have ABC and Fox, because Disney owns ABC.
Okay.
Comcast apparently has stepped into the running. They want to buy.
Does anyone but Disney, if they have to sell out...
Really, the Comcast?
Well, you don't. Well, whoever. I just don't want a world where there's no R-rated movies anymore. That's the one thing that sucks about the Disney empire.
Never make R-rated movies? Like,
sure,
ever,
they
ever?
Did. Back with Miramax.
When they had Miramax. But they got so much crap over like Pulp Fiction and stuff too, when it was like technically a Disney because it was Miramax. But
Miramax,
anything under their like clear banner now, they're not going to know.
But they would probably get so much problems for not making them R-rated for certain movies. And would they still make them? Because they're already
No, they won't care. They just dump it, because they would, like, they're not going to, if they had to choose, like, tarnishing their whole brand or keeping Deadpool alive, they'll just say, no more Deadpool.
Oh, come on.
Movies.
Disney has grown so much.
Yeah, they're definitely going to keep Deadpool alive. They'll just have it under, like, the Fox name when they release it. It's like how they did, like, the, Pearl Harbor. That was an R-rated movie. That was, like, with Columbia.
That was PG-13.
Well, Disney proper has made R-rated movies. There's that really terrible John Travolta movie where he's a biker. You remember that one? It's like Wild Hogs.
Oh, yeah, Grease.
No, it's like I don't think it did super well in the box office, but it's basically about like the trope of like bikers or dentists. And like,
are you talking about the one with Tim Allen?
I think
he
said Wild Hogs. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, it's called Wild Hogs. But yeah, like it's definitely R. And they have like a bunch of like Friends caliber sophomore jokes that just like add a sprinkling of stuff getting R rating in the script. So I mean, Disney's not going to like just get rid of Deadpool based on like the content, So I worry about. Actually, are we sure there hasn't been a Marvel movie that like MCU movie that isn't R rated?
No, they're all PG-13.
No. Okay. There's Blade.
That's an MCU, though.
Disney, though.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess I thought you were just going Marvel. I was like, no. Okay. Yeah, MCU. Yeah, I thought.
Even so, I doubt they make it. I doubt they would. They'd stop making Deadpool together. Like the worst they had to do is just PG-13 to get a wider audience. Which I mean, originally that was like one of the big points of Deadpool that like they want a broader audience, but they also want to keep this R rating, so they went the R rating. Disney would just be like, nah, just let's do the bare minimum we can to do PG-13 on this.
They keep it in a separate thing like they have with Marvel and Star Wars, and they release it under the non Disney name, like they did Pretty Woman or Judge Dredd or Good Morning Vietnam. Those are Disney movies.
So yeah,
they've put force under other films.
What about recently?
Recently,
there doesn't seem to be anything.
Bad Santa?
Yeah, no, that's old.
That's not recent.
Bad Santa too.
So by the way, Alex, so Wild Hogs is PG-13. We looked it up as soon as you said no. That's R.
Seriously, this is a Tim Allen.
All
movie.
Of our phones came up.
There's no R-rated Tim Allen movies.
Fair enough.
Actually, really,
I don't think so. Can you think of Tim
Allen? I don't know. Have you seen his stand-up routine?
Yeah, but that's different. Robin Williams, but he's done both too. But there's lots of.
I know George Carlin is Mr. Conductor.
Yeah, they don't care about being crude in their stand-up, but they won't do that in movies.
That's still bizarre to me, Mr. Conductor, George Carlin.
Like. I know.
Yeah, those are all really old movies.
Yeah.
Enemy of the State.
Yeah, that's 90s.
I guess, yeah.
These are mostly 90 movies.
Yeah. 90s movies.
90 movies.
Yeah, mostly 90 movies. That's fair.
It's mostly 90 movies.
When did Apocalypto come out?
I apologize.
That was like 2000. That was like early 2000s.
It varies. Sometimes it's not 90 movies, but it's mostly 90 movies.
90 movies.
Okay. In general, too, Bill, it's not good for the world to have one company own all of the movies. It's a stupid idea.
I no, it would reduce it. No, you just wait around, and then Amazon will buy it. Okay?
Yeah.
but Google will get really, really mad, and they'll push their YouTube out.
Hey, it's not official, though. Disney news, though, that I found out is that I'm glad I waited to see Coco because they're finally pulling that god awful Frozen.
Hey, congratulations!
So I'm gonna go watch it next week because I heard by like the, I think it was this week they finally got rid of it because I saw an AV Club article where they're just like, guess what? If you waited to see Coco, you're lucky because you don't have to sit through the made for TV special.
Yeah, watching that, like, I'm not gonna say that someone committed suicide in the theater, but I could feel the temptation around me that someone was just gonna massacre themselves just to avoid the pain of that.
Sure. Tim Allen was in a movie called Red Belt in 2008, and it's an R rating.
Does it involve cocaine?
No, it's MMA fighting, but I think he just played a bit role. I don't think he was.
He's not like a title.
Yeah, player. He's not a top build or anything like that.
So, but okay. The other thing is how much Disney would actually do with this if they kept it separate as a Fox franchise. Yes, we may still get X-Men movies or all this other stuff. If they brought it underneath the Marvel umbrella, I think there's not going to be any reboot of Fantastic Four unless they really want it. And I suddenly see like there's a list of X-Men movies that are in pre-production at the moment, if not production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or even getting ready to come out, the New Mutants, Deadpool sequel, X-Men Dark Phoenix, there's your part four. Yeah. There's your reboot.
I know.
But the Gambit movie actually is still going to happen.
Is that going to be R?
Oh, no. I'm not saying they're not R. I'm just saying that these are movies.
No, but I feel like a Gambit movie could be R.
Yeah, I think they should do it.
Actually, the New Mutants is R. Yeah. It's a trilogy.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's a trilogy horror movie. X-Men or horror movie.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it actually does. It sounds really good.
Geek it out.
R-rated. Bridge Gambit. That sounds like an interesting.
It'd mostly be about like hookers and stuff, but
Multiple Man is they supposedly have an actor. I forgot his name from Spring Break.
Oh, George Carlin.
No, Spring Break.
James Franco.
James Franco.
Oh yeah.
Breakers.
Spring Breakers.
Yeah, Spring Breakers. Spring Break. Spring Break forever.
It's my favorite.
But Bill, I like them being apart anyways. Like, I'm not the person that's rooting for, like, the MCU to have that.
Or a Wolverine in the Avengers.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't need
it. And Beast in the only two Avengers / X-Men.
Like, you already have your perfect Wolverine movie with Logan, and no amount of Tony Stark would improve. There's not a single character from the MCU that would have made Logan a better movie.
Wolverine versus Iron Man?
No. No, it's that's all. Okay. Like the mashups in general are just pandering to like just like who'd win in a fight. It's just like
what's wrong with that? That's a good conversation.
But you don't get like Wolverine Iron Man stories.
It's Wolverine versus Hulk.
The X-Men is just they're fine by themselves.
No, I just want to see Wolverine cut Iron Man into pieces.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Tony Stark just it pissed me off.
Ching 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 ching. Whatever it is. However it goes.
What about Ant-Man versus the Hulk? Do you think there's a chance you'd just get really small, go into the Hulk's ear, go to the brain?
And then his antibodies would like, his antibodies would like kill him.
Ant-Man. Yeah.
Well, I was even thinking like, because the Hulk is still strong. So if he got bigger, he wouldn't actually destroy the Hulk, but he'd crush himself because.
Even his brain is like super resilient. Of course, then when Hulk turns back in the Bruce Banner, it like, you know, he gets small and then like Ant-Man's in there like trying to get to full size and then like it starts to burst. So he turns back in the Hulk. And
I would watch that movie if Ant-Man was shrunk down to like a Fantastic Voyage sort of deal. He went into the Hulk and then he had to spend the entire time fighting the Hulk system of super powered white cells. Yeah.
Yep.
I'd watch that.
It's Fantastic Voyage. Anything like Inner Space?
I hope so. I've never seen it.
Okay.
Which
one? I was going to say Disney's Inner Space was basically a movie about like getting down in a spaceship and go inside this dude's bloodstream, and then basically for it. It was kind of weird watching it because like the whole movie is basically about like making fun of alcoholism, like severe alcoholism is like as like a trope. And watching it like today, like in the post Mad era, it's really upsetting to watch.
Yeah, it's clear that Inner Space was a take satire of Fantastic Voyage.
What the post Mad? You mean Mad Men? The post Mad era?
No, Mother's Against Drunk Driving.
Oh, was he driving drunk all the time?
Oh, constantly, and like we just show you up to places like drunk, and there wasn't ever any real resolution to that. It was just basically. I forgot who led in that, but he basically just stayed like somewhere between like Buzz to like unable to stand up through the entire movie. And for a Disney movie, treating it as like just like funny, it was kind of a lighthearted twist on Dad's drunk through the entire movie.
You know, it's good that they chose Mad because if there were grandmother in laws against drunk drivers, it would just be less catchy, I think.
Thank you for adding value to this conversation.
Yeah, I try my best.
But no, he added it earlier. Then he's just like, no, I gotta take that back. No.
No, I remember I watched Inner Space when it came out. So I was like 7 years old and I didn't catch that at all. And now I kind of want to go back and watch it again. But wasn't that also like the whole theme of like the movie Arthur was just like.
Yeah, Arthur too. It's still a funny movie, but it's like the difference between like Arthur and Requiem for a Dream is more or less the music score that's going along with it.
The score and the jokes.
Well, maybe that's why also with the new Arthur, they were just like, no, drugs are bad.
Sorry, they just kept him. I never watched it. Is he just more immature in that one? He doesn't have that.
No, he's a raging alcoholic in that one too.
Really?
Yeah. It's Russell Brand.
Oh, yeah.
He plays a pretty good drunk person.
I haven't seen the original Arthur.
You can't tell.
I saw him, the new one than the old one.
The old one.
I saw the old one back in the day, too, so I really don't have a good memory of it because I was pretty drunk. But
are people still against drunk driving? Is that a thing?
No, it's fine now.
I figured, yeah, like, especially when your car drives itself.
That's the
exciting point.
But I do understand you are going to be driving your own car for quite some time. I accept this with your old style phone. Mm. My car, on the other hand, will avoid you.
The thing is that we're going to ban you from the road at a certain point. Just be like, sorry. Driver's licenses are no longer a thing. If your car doesn't drive itself, you're going to have to take the bus, which, by the way, drives itself.
Yep. Well, I don't know. I feel like if you drink enough, it feels like the car's driving itself, right?
That reminds me of a quote from...
The car spinning.
a quote from My Name is Earl. And he's like, writing a story is a lot like driving in meth. You just close your eyes and let it work itself out.
By the way, I should warn... Apparently, we do have listeners, and I should warn these listeners, this is all a joke. Do not drive drunk unless you absolutely have to get somewhere.
No. No.
No.
No. No.
You're not allowed to drive drunk.
No. Never.
What if you're at a bar and you need to get home?
They give you taxis.
Yeah, they do.
All the cabs are gone. And
there's plenty of Ubers.
And you feel pretty good. The Ubers are gone.
Lyft. Idaho has Lyft now, too.
You barely have a buzz.
Yeah, it's feel pretty confident.
Buzz driving.
Buzz driving drunk is driving. Drunk driving.
Yeah.
I read the banner. I know.
Yeah. Don't listen to the man. That's what the man's saying.
How about this? I'm going to totally change subjects.
Okay.
To something extremely useful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Black Mirror has a release date.
How's that useful? I thought we were going to talk about MoviePass.
Nope, Black Mirror. Don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Don't care about Black Mirror.
No, don't care.
Next topic.
Black Mirror. Black Mirror is coming out. And I wrote it down and I forgot. And the date shall be... I forgot.
Oh, it's not actually out yet.
So anticlimactic.
I thought you were saying
Friday
it was
the
out.
The 29th of December. There
it
is.
They are doing it this
year. They're waiting until after Christmas. What a bunch of jerks. Now I'm going to be bored after Christmas and not on Christmas.
So, yes. They're releasing more information. Everyone that has been reading is like, it's not a lot of information in these things. I still have not watched a single trailer.
Well, there's a trailer right there. Just go ahead and watch that one.
Yeah, no.
Play that while we're on the air.
Fresh, too. That's a good idea.
I want the entire series.
Yeah, because you want to be bored. Without any expectation.
We shall not be bored. We shall be entertained.
It won't be as weird as Twin Peaks, whatever.
I couldn't get into Twin Peaks. I tried.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
I watched like 5 episodes of it.
The original or the new season?
The original.
Yeah.
Because it was on Netflix or Hulu or something.
It is incredibly bizarre. Yeah, we finished and I don't understand what happened, but something happened.
Other Alex did text me because I read this review where they were talking about it like changed their lives. And then they said, me and my friends were staring at a wall contemplating what we just witnessed. And then my friend did text me. He's like, I couldn't get any work done today. I was too busy staring at a blank wall. It's David Lynch. There's no deeper meanings. People waste their time breaking it down.
I kind of feel the same way about Moby Dick. Like, I read the book all the way through, then I had to go to the Cliff Notes and figure out what happened.
I couldn't finish that book.
So it should have been labeled Moby Dick and Assorted Essays.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's like, because there's a whole chapter on the color white, like the tyranny of the color white.
Wow.
And then there's another whole section about who does the best drawing or carvings of whales and the most anatomically correct and the most. And I'm like, holy crap.
I agree with you. Like, there are classics that are enjoyable even now. You read Count of Monte Cristo, Don Quixote de la Mancha. You read Frankenstein. Any of these, it's really entertaining. You don't have to force yourself through it. It's fun. You try to read Moby Dick and,
He needed an editor. It could have been a much smaller book that was enjoyable. But in the end, like, I literally read it all. And then I'm like, I don't understand what happened. So then I like went and read like the Cliff Notes and then went back to the pages that they were referencing and reread those passages. And I'm like, I guess that says what they're saying that says. Yeah. So I don't know. What was it? Crime and Punishment is another good one.
Yes.
War and Peace.
Dostoevsky. What? Yeah. One Piece?
War and Peace.
Oh.
Yeah. Tolstoy needed an editor. He repeated himself a lot. It was a good story. But it didn't need to be as long as it was.
You should read his short stories, like The Death of Ivan Ilyich. I'm not good with
some Russian name.
Yeah. 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 That's like, have you ever seen the movie Ikiru to Live?
It's
basically that.
Yeah.
So it's basically another thing that you haven't experienced.
Sorry. I did just recently read A Wrinkle in Time.
That's good.
Actually, recently, yesterday. I started it yesterday. I finished it yesterday.
Because it's
200 pages, but the words were really big. Mm-hmm. And like, it was really good until I got to the end, and it got really religious. And I was like, ah, crap. Like, it fell flat. But
you should read the other books.
I heard that they were even more religious.
Yeah, well, did you like C.S. Lewis's
I just read the first one. I never read the...
I mean, they're religious, but I don't know. I don't like that.
And I never picked up the religiousness on it before. It was like, God is religious. I'm like, oh okay. And then the Golden Compass is atheist.
Sure. The lion is Jesus.
Yeah.
So, many mythical creatures come back to life. Yeah. It's mythical. And they're imaginary.
Well,
Wolverine has died 3 times in my books. Yeah. Batman's died 5. He's immortal.
I think the thing is that like he was purposely meant to be an analog of
but
Jesus.
It's still, it's an enjoyable fantasy. Like one of my favorite movies of all time is Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. I love that movie. And I don't care if it's religious because I'm like,
this no, that's fine. Yeah. If they're not preachy, but it got preachy.
It's pretty preachy. You know? He's like, let my people go. You're going to be condemned because you have the wrath of God.
But that's just him talking to other people.
Yeah, that's this him was more... going, equality. Like, you know, let me.
You have a narrator saying these people are going to suffer because they're violating the laws of God who set them free and goes on. That's literally the director of the movie.
That's fair. I haven't watched that in like a really long time, so I couldn't say.
It's been a couple of Easters. I do remember this movie actually has an intermission.
I just think of it.
Which they always keep in.
Yeah. I think of the Ten Commandments God as an equivalent to a nicer Sauron. And so
slightly nicer Sauron.
Yeah. And so
I definitely sees more. Like, you can't hide from him because he's like, oh, no, I don't need to just see the eye. I'm coming to you. Deal with it.
So yeah, the author may think, oh, what a wonderful, but then you just judge the characters and the events by the actions within the narrative and say, yeah, the author may think this of the deity they present, but you don't have to agree with them. And play it that way.
Now I'm going to have to read The Golden Compass.
Yeah. Is it Philip?
Let me go with this. I watched the movie. I thought it was okay. I wish they would have continued it. It's not in my repertoire of 5 books that I've read.
I think they're making a television series of it.
Yeah, I remember the movie. It was all right. It didn't have James Bond in it. Daniel Craig.
Did it?
Oh, it did. Wow.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie.
It's been a while since I saw it. Okay. I forgot.
Yeah. Well, the only reason that I read A Wrinkle in Time was because I'm getting really into Steven Universe. And in the first season... in the intro, she's actually holding that book. That's the book she's holding.
Huh.
And I had read this thing that said that Steven Universe, like Steven's basically like the kids in The Wrinkle in Time. And I completely reject the analysis.
Yeah.
So after reading The Wrinkle in Time and seeing up to season 5, I disagree 100%.
You're not going to watch the Disney movie?
The A Wrinkle in Time Disney movie? Isn't that kind of like the same iRobot thing where it's not really the same movie?
It has the title.
Was it World War Z?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give the movie a miss myself, even if it's the visionary director.
I'll give it a shot. I have no problem with
that. I think the director is solid because she did, what is that Martin Luther King Jr. movie?
Malcolm X?
No,
that's the one.
No, I figured it was Martin Luther King Jr.
Selma?
The movie.
Selma.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that is a good movie.
Yeah.
Also, Malcolm X, also best take of not Martin Luther King Jr., but close enough, right?
Close enough, right? So if you find what we just said offensive, go ahead and give us a call and tell us about it at 1-801-896-4335. Or email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com.
And I will tell everybody what you said.
Yeah.
Unless you don't want us to.
Well, moving on.
So MoviePass.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about MoviePass. We've talked about it before, and you can sign up with MoviePass at www.moviepass.com/referrals/SMS.
It'll be a link in the show notes.
There's a link in the show notes. But I think...
Oh, yeah. I had an interesting... Because one of the things that was funny, before I got it, I remember when AMC was talking about, like, oh, everyone's going to get too accustomed to this, and then they won't like our price gouging, which is still true. But,
yeah.
But I had the personal experience, and that's, and to be fair, too, this was in Idaho Falls. I went to Regal, and my wife had messed with my phone, so I didn't realize it until after I got in there that, like, my data, and it, like, bugged out the app when I finally fixed it. So I had to, like, use my own card to buy it, and I was pretty furious. And it's only been 2 months, so I'm already at the point where I'm like, $11 on my own debit card? This is crap. And luckily, it was for a movie I really, really wanted to see.
Okay.
And drove to Idaho Falls to see. So it wasn't that big of a deal, but it was like, yeah, I already get kind of used to it.
Once yeah, that would be really upsetting if it were a happy death day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they spent the time to, like, slowly raise up the price of the movie and say, well, this is a IMAX movie, and this is a 3D movie, and this is the big D, and we're going to ram that right up you and and charge you a little more, so that we've gotten accustomed to paying $12 for a movie, and now when you can watch it for essentially free,
a month, exactly. Yeah,
then, you know, I can definitely see that argument, but that doesn't mean that they're not gouging us for, you know, price gouging.
No, it is.
Us.
That's what I was going to say. It's just, it's showing they got to adjust to that too, because I read lots of, like, because the best thing with AMC is someone countered and they said, well, why don't you make your movies more affordable? And then they say, well, we're at the optimum price to run quality theaters, which first I say, like, how about you change, like, the Carmike Cinemas on the yeah. front of your building before you're actually running a quality theater? But secondly, it's like
more, your Coke refill yeah. things and bucket or popcorn butter things mm-hmm. in.
Because I'm like, so far you've done nothing to, like, revamp from the Carmikes as far as the corporation. But the other piece of it, too, is, like, you run a business where if there's two people sitting in the theater or, like, 300, you still have to have the power. You still show it. You still shut off the lights. And so I'm like, you need to run. It's like, basically, if you take, like, the most basic, simple level economics course, you get the two lines and you find your point. And that's what you should do, is find the lowest price that keeps as many showings as full as possible. Like, that's running an optimum theater. Yeah, but that is making profit, because like you still have, by getting more bodies in the theater, you're gonna sell more concessions. That's just like hire more people, you're doing
so you have a smaller gain with a lower price, but you have more people, then the gain is cumulative and you get more money. And so but actually movies are losing a lot of, I think AMC they lost quite a bit of money this quarter.
The thing is
that was before MoviePass even happened.
They're not producing anything, so lowering the price, they don't have to all of a sudden pay more for, like, they're not going to lose a per unit cost, right? They're not, there's no product that they're producing. They're just showing.
Will they be losing a percentage? Because their percentage take would be smaller, because when they because you still give X percent to the movie theater or to the movie creators.
Right.
So their take is smaller, your take is smaller, but then.
But the business model should be though. Yeah, you just get, well, you get more concessions.
Especially when
more butts and seats is still better off for the theater.
When you're spending, what, $15 for a bucket of popcorn?
Yeah.
And $20 for a soda?
It's unbelievable. I never, the only time I've had popcorn is when it turned out, I allegedly had a birthday and they found out and said, here's your popcorn.
But you did sign up for the free one?
Stubs.
Are you sure that's not like the spawning anniversary?
No.
It might be they detected
the... If you sign up for free Stubs program, you get a free popcorn on your birth month. If you sign up for the...
Or spawning.
I'm saying he wasn't born. He spawned.
Yeah.
It's pretty immaculate.
There was like some spores that were dropped under a rock.
Do you know when his birthday is?
I just know it's in October. I don't know.
Okay.
You allegedly know that it's allegedly in
AMC
October.
Knows it's in October.
AMC believes it's in October.
They believe it. I'm not saying either way. It may be November. It may be December. It may be a month which has yet been fathomed.
It may be May.
Non-Julius.
It's going to be May.
Yeah. Or Gregorian. Whatever. That's different calendar system. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a
gregarious claim. That's the point. You have a theater.
I'm a gregarious person, I'm told.
Yeah.
By other gregarious people who are wont to compliment.
I think there's, at least in our area, there's a distinct lack of competition that drives prices up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you saying monopoly?
Yeah.
Well, I
Bingo.
Mean, technically. So I was actually reading an article, though. I don't remember where I saw it, but it was saying that the theaters are considering doing a pricing scheme where the more popular, like the superhero movies and the big blockbusters and stuff like that, they'll charge more for those and less for the cheaper, for the
I
not
have
cheaper,
heard
but
that.
The, but like
rumor.
Kubo or something yeah. like that. And personally, like they kind of wrote it out, like the article was written, like they're just screwing the little guy again, because if they want to go watch a superhero movie, they're going to have to, they won't be able to afford it and only rich people can do it. I'm like, well, yeah, but maybe people will actually go and watch some actual good movies. I mean,
yeah,
I we're all mm-hmm. been talking like nonstop superhero movies lately. You know,
well, today, you guys, but I have been shuffling in my Three Billboards, which yeah. everyone should watch, and also Lady Bird, which yeah. we watched. Wow. And
but yeah, like if they were cheaper than the blockbusters, I'd be a lot more likely to go and watch them. And I think that can only be a good thing if something costs $10 million to make versus, you know, $500 million. Mm-hmm. Like the price should be more for that $500 million movie, you know.
And then, you know, then these movies start making more money, and then they're the bigger movie. Yeah. And the more
it's gonna be movie-geddon. But I think like less people would go, so I think it'd come out as a wash, really.
It is depressing that you're not even exaggerating with your $500 million. There's an actual $500 million.
Okay. So here's my thought process on this. It's like $10 million. I'm like, that's going to be the expensive movie. And then I'm like, oh crap, no, that's not an expensive movie. That's like, what was it? You watched that Disaster Artist, and he made his really crappy movie with like
$6 million.
Yeah,
so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were talking about that on NPR today.
Bill and Ted supposedly going to cost $400 million.
I will pay the extra price for it.
Yeah.
As if it ever happens. Like that news is from 2013.
There's another one that says Keanu Reeves confirms Bill and Ted 3 script, detail CBR. That's October 2017.
Wow.
So you can take your 2013 and shove it up your...
Yoo-hoo. Yeah, it's supposed to be literally the most expensive movie ever made.
But why though?
Well, it's not literally the most. It's 400, no. And Avengers is 500 per.
Oh, then he's probably going to jack up that price then.
It should be. That seems like it's the Blade Runner tactic. Just make sure that you can't recoup.
I know, exactly.
Get the paycheck, walk away.
You know, I say that I like would totally go and see it. But the second one sucked.
It was Bogus Journey. Is
like,
that what you're saying?
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey sucked. Like,
it was just bogus.
Like, it just wasn't good at all.
I would probably go see it.
I would see it. I'd go see it.
I know. I gave Transformers a chance. I gave Transformers two chances. I can give Bill and Ted to one.
I gave Transformers chances until they started riding dinosaurs. That's
I
when
was
I gave
excited
up.
For dinosaurs.
That's when I gave up. I saw it, I laughed, and I didn't see it. Because I've watched another trailer that I laughed at, and that was Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
I laughed my butt off through that, and then I went and watched the movie, and I laughed my butt off through the movie, and I was the only one laughing. I don't know what the hell is wrong with people.
I haven't seen it. All right. So, yes, we may get these movie pass. What's the other fun stuff? Google and Amazon are yelling at each other. Or actually, it's official. Amazon, Google's YouTube is going to be pulled from Amazon's products.
What?
Yes. Because Amazon didn't sign the, hey, yes, we agreed to you monitor, blah, blah, so forth and so forth.
Wait. So like on my Kindle Fire, I won't be able to have a YouTube app? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know about the Kindle Fire, but on the Fire Stick.
Oh, the one you connect to your TV and
yes.
do all that stuff?
I haven't heard anything about the
like the Kindle because that's just an app in their app store. It's
which is also funny because Apple TV just got YouTube.
See, why can't all the evil corporations get along?
because they almost make their own profit. Come on,
Google's actually, not evil. They have a whole thing about not being evil.
You know how you were saying you got Nest? It integrates with nothing but Google stuff.
Well, Google says do no evil, but Alphabet.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
That's how they got out of that.
No, Alphabet says ABC.
Yeah.
Today's letter is A. Or so, today's letter is F. And U. And number one.
Well, so I had to write an argumentative essay for my English class when I was in college, and I decided to talk about Google's "Don't Be Evil," and then them bowing down to the Chinese government to filter their search results and stuff like that. And you know, I was going to talk about how they should just pull out when they were demanded, like, just don't offer Google in China if they won't let you offer services. And then I found that, like, Google stood up to the Chinese government in a big way, in a lot of ways, back when they were first implementing it. But you still do see different results.
Hmm.
Like, if you Google Tiananmen Square within the boundaries of China, you get different results than if you do it, like, in America. So they like, stepped back, and they were, like, stood up to them, but then they eventually acquiesced. So
well, yeah. they
went from trying not to be, like, being evil because they did it right away, and then stepping back and, like, not being evil, and then they're just back to being evil again. So, you know, but I think it's hard to, like, when you get that big, it's hard not to do things that are just going to,
but there's some things, like, they could be worse.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, Bill, where's their phones made? Are they made by proud, not Asian children?
You mean Americans, like the rest of the Google phones and the...
No, that's what I'm saying. Apple's pure evil. I have my Apple, but that's what I'm saying with Google. I was like, where are they producing their...
So what you're asking, are they built in a factory that has to set up nets to stop people from killing themselves?
Yeah, exactly. Where they live in bunk beds.
Which Google phone are you talking about?
If there's even one, then they need to get rid of their
Huawei. Made it. It's a Chinese company.
Okay.
It is straight up a Chinese company. second largest phone maker in the world, right behind Samsung. A North Korean.
Yeah.
No, South Korean. Korean. I'm like, wrong Korean.
North Korean. South Korean. They're pretty big in the phone industry, those North Koreans.
Hey.
Finance your tyranny through your Samsung devices.
Yeah. I've heard an argument to be made about, like, sweatshops and things like that, like, even child labor, in that, like, you know, they're working in deplorable standards, right? It's just horrible, like, and especially even child labor and like that.
More deplorable,
but otherwise? But that's a step up from putting your kids into the sex trade, right?
What?
Like, the only, like, no, I mean, it is, because they have a choice between, you can either go work in this factory, lose your childhood and your fingers, or we can afford to eat by making you a prostitute. So
it's a binary choice. It's like, you're going to be a prostitute,
not,
or you're,
I'm not saying
be a,
it's a binary choice, but I'm saying for... I'm saying that there are gradations, right? There are steps up. So you know, you go from, like,
what about the factory workers who are forced into prostitution?
That's something. There's got to be some prostitution going on in the factories, and then they're like, they promised this wouldn't happen to me.
Okay, so also the Pixel is made by HTC, a Taiwanese
company. Ooh, treading on political territory.
Actually, Taiwan ended up having to take on Samsung and Apple directly because they are a newer cell phone company.
You know, I think the difference between China and Taiwan should be settled with a two-state solution. That's my...
So Chinese people need to move into Taiwan and just bulldoze all their houses? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like...
So I buy I buy exclusively HTC phones. All my smartphones have been HTC phones. I really like HTC phones. I don't know, like, if they're made by children or suicidal people. I hope not, but I honestly completely ignorant. But every smartphone I've ever had has been an HTC. And that'll probably change if I go to the Google Fi.
As long as you don't know, you're in the clear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's better to not know. That's like the same with mold in your house. Actually, if you don't know your house is full of mold when you sell it, you don't have to tell them.
That's true.
No, that's what I said. The Pixel is HTC made. which means you go to Google Fi.
Oh, I can do Pixel.
You're still HTC.
Boom. Look at that. I'm going to try and see if my HTC Bolt, which is a Sprint exclusive, will work on the Google Fi, but I doubt it. I've been told that I could just get a SIM card and try it out, but the internet also says that only these phones are supported.
That's a good point. Yes. So
supported
bliss,
and will work.
Because I have to recognize that my phone is evil. But I do like that argument, though, because it is just like, it just shows how cruel the world is. Because it's like, if you have a kid, you're just like, do you want the rapey babysitter or the one that punches you? Come on. Daddy's got to work. You got to pick one.
Yeah. And that is how, you know, economies are built. Like, that's, we went through that same stage as the U.S. Like, we went through our sweatshops.
The Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. Like, we went through this as a nation, and we decided that it was better. But
why
now,
we have child labor laws. Because of all this stuff.
Because we used to do it. And so now we're telling them they can't do it, but we built ourselves up by exploiting them, and now they're behind where we are, you know, in the timeline of all this. So
it's kind of sad because you can no longer say minors. That'd be really catchy.
No. In the U.S., you cannot have minors as minors. In other countries, it varies on their laws.
You can say minor if you go to another.
Yeah, minor. So if you get like a diamond from De Beers, it's probably a minor.
Yeah, but
minor.
That's English. I think they the blood diamonds are produced in French speaking areas. So that doesn't. They don't say mining miners or minor miners, whichever.
I don't speak French, so I don't know. But the other thing also about forcing countries to not go through industrial revolutions also ends up forcing them to not stagnate on technology. Because the U.S., we have lots of technology, but we're kind of like slowly going along. You go to other countries, we're like, no, you cannot do industrial revolution. They have to find a way around it, or maybe even perish as an existence species.
Yeah.
So they do.
Yeah, well, and do some amazing things sometimes.
Some of the things, though, like if you've got a smaller country, it's a lot easier to wire yourself up versus like us. I mean, you just try to get high speed internet to, you know, nowhere Montana, you know, or even through Montana, right?
I don't know. My high speed internet's okay. It's just so because of monopolies.
Well, I mean, that's a problem too.
Top hats and mustaches and monocles.
I mean, that's definitely a problem too. But just the logistics of putting internet lines through an empty area. I mean, I'm not saying Montana's empty, but there's a lot of open space.
It's pretty empty though,
and
nobody wants to spend the money to bury wires. And that's what happened with phone lines. Water, sewer, all this.
Oh, yeah.
That's why the government has to get involved on these to help out the industry, because the industry needs to see a profit this quarter or at least this year. If they suddenly drop fiber through all of Montana to make sure everyone's equal,
they
will lose profit for 20 years.
And there's the whole good enough. Like, they're going to give you internet that's just good enough.
But what defines good enough?
Well, it's what your competition has. So, you know, we get crap internet here because it's good enough.
Because like,
I have CenturyLink that drops out every single night. I've been dealing with tech support and with them for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go back to Cable One because they're just going to keep charging me more and more and more because I actually use my internet.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's good enough. So
we need to do the loopholes. We need to have like a tech, because we have like harvest week where we can get away with child labor, because they say, once a week kids harvest potatoes and work like slaves.
No, that's why
in the
you
field.
Have so many children.
Yeah, and then this
they
need
are
to
my
have
child. I tell them
say,
to work.
Go off to Montana and the small children lay
fiber. Harvest week, we're gonna just go lay wire. You know, if enough people got their kids laying fiber in Montana,
modern day train tracks.
Day's never finished. Daddy's got me working.
People view it as like this great thing. All the kids too. Like, I work with kids that are like, I'm going to make a few $100s. And I was like, yeah, you get to be in a murky potato field doing slave labor. And they say they're only doing it for a week. So it's not really. It is child labor. But
it's pretty
more
nice
like earning an extra buck.
I do appreciate how willingly people are exploiting their children. Like newspaper routes and everything like that. They're horribly underpaid. You know, doing the lawn and everything like that. underpaid. Babysitting, underpaid.
There is some kids have asked for some like upper end money when they want to mow my lawn. I really enjoy mowing my lawn, though.
You don't exploit them?
No, I like to mow my lawn.
I'll pay you $3.
I have a 5 to tops 15-minute drive to work, and I have like 15 different podcasts, varying anywhere from 7 minutes to 2 hours. I like mowing my lawn because I have way too many podcasts to listen to. And when I go into Audible, oh yeah, we got like days of listening at that point. I like mowing my lawn.
So speaking of child labor and horrible labor practices and whatnot, the city of Idaho Falls just recently announced that they are no longer giving exceptions to the handicapped for the requirement to have their walks in front of their house shoveled. So previously, if you were over 70, if you were pregnant, or if you were handicapped in some way where you weren't able to actually do it, you didn't have to have your walk shoveled. And now that's not the case. And they said the city council said that that exemption wouldn't hold up to the constitutional muster, which I think is totally BS.
Ed, this would be moving if it wasn't horribly offensive the way you put it. It's
differently abled,
man.
I'm just going to turn off your mic.
What about a woman?
No, this is where the kids can rise up too, because now they can finally exploit the old people.
Yeah, well, yeah, they can. Like... I mean, I don't know who the quote was from, but he said, I think it was the mayor. I don't know for sure. You can look it up and find it. But he said that they'll just have to find ways to get their walks done, and they'll have to pay someone to do it. But I mean, a lot of these people that have trouble with that are also have trouble just paying their bills a lot of the times. And so like, this is just another burden on these people. I don't know. It was really frustrating. Yeah. The people that was iterated. Not you people.
Yeah.
Can we just cut his mic?
Yeah, actually we could. We just go like, so I think it's this one.
I'm just saying.
No, see, we can hear him. Matter. But if you look, they can't hear him.
Could just steal my mic. Be like, don't censor me.
That's right. Freedom.
Yeah.
I'm a free man.
All right, fine. How about this? I got some sad news for you people.
Let's hear
it.
What's sad news?
You know the new Star Wars trilogy?
No, this isn't going to be sad news.
Not Old Republic.
What?
Ah! I told you it was going to be sad news.
What is it going to be? Don't tell me. I'm going to
More
swear.
Origin stories.
Yeah, I'm going to swear if it's Skywalker. And
No. He did say that he played the game when he was when it came out. He enjoyed it, but Skywalker's the limit. I'm joking. No, he said the sky's the limit.
Okay.
So he's still just being vague. Well, I heard he can't even really like be solidified until after Last Jedi comes out.
I don't doubt
so
it.
He said,
but it sounds like they're going to just find something.
So he said definitely no Old Republic.
Absolutely no Old Republic. He enjoyed the story. He likes it, but he literally said the sky's the limit. Okay. And that's why I thought it was funny. Skywalker's
the
limit.
They're just going to go over his kids.
Any more Skywalker.
Skywalker's the limit.
I
don't want
Skywalker.
A single character with Skywalker's name in it.
Come on, if you can't have your emo lead, then what can you have?
Wait, come on, Skywalker. Don't worry. The Skywalkers, the only Skywalker will die in this movie. Don't worry about that.
The Luke?
Yeah, there's only one Skywalker in this movie.
So, since we're talking Star Wars, you know, Darth Vader, like, just cut off Luke's hand, right?
Yep.
And Luke's just kind of sitting there chilling out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Darth Vader's all like, join me. What did he think he was gonna do?
Join him?
Like clutching. Really? Like, you just like
it's cauterized. He's totally fine.
Like,
I can't believe
like
that.
Anakin was just an obstinate little butt wipe, right? Right?
No. Like only in the movies. In the Clone Wars, he is actually really good.
But
he's a really, really great pilot.
But he was obstinate. He was always like bucked authority.
Oh yeah.
Like he might have done the right thing a lot, but he was always obstinate. He's like, you're an authority. You can just True. I just flipped off the ceiling in case you can't. I realize you can't. So, you know, his son's kind of the same way. He's like, but I was going to go into town and buy some power converters so I could blow up some stuff in the desert or whatever.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. Maybe this is me, and I feel very passionately about it. But I'm going to, if they actually do with the new trilogy, they're going to do the Lucas thing or the Skywalker thing. And this may come off as really harsh. I'll start calling it Star Wars.
Well, what do you expect? Star Wars.
Like, we had all that buildup, and that's what you come up with. That's the best you could do.
Like, I'll build a custom t-shirt. Once upon a time a boring galaxy.
Took me a little bit to think of it.
I did forget.
But I feel ripped off because I've been saying that about Black Mirror for this whole time.
There's going to be a Skywalker.
No Black Mirror pun.
I forgot. There is a Skywalker. There is another person that Anakin is the father of.
What?
Yes.
I hope he sowed his wild oats.
C-3PO.
Oh, yeah.
I hate you, Bill.
Hey, Bill, you should better do this joke. Because doesn't that movie come out next week?
Maybe.
What's a fake spoiler? What do you have as a prediction of the movie?
I don't know, but I'll let you know what the Six Mans are like. After I pay my $35 ticket.
That's the biggest reason why Disney's getting too big, because when you have the balls to like charge $40 so you can get like a deleted scene and have the balls to put a 20-minute Frozen short in a movie that you don't even know that demographic cares about.
They threw it in front of the Star Wars movie.
You're too big.
Do you guys, too big. Will you call it, is Luke Skywalker a virgin, or did he reproduce and...
Ooh, that's a good question.
That,
No. I think he got some after everything fell apart. I think he's like, you know what?
Yeah, his fans.
He's forget this. So he got an STD and was like crap and just went being a hermit.
This is not, I don't say, Rey is not Luke's daughter.
I never said she was.
Who is she?
We're just talking about whether or not he got some after everything went to hell.
Well, I still go with the old story. He had a wife, he had children, blah, blah, blah. I say she's a Kenobi.
I think
she's a Kenobi.
She's a Kenobi.
She has to be connected to somebody.
No, she doesn't have to.
She's Yoda's kid.
They're not going to just have her be just whoever.
She's Yoda's kid.
No, why not?
Anakin is kid. They're not going to do that.
Anakin,
they built a franchise around family connections, so they're not just going to have like miraculous. A random person.
Why can't she be miraculous?
Because there's only one Jesus, Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't have your army of Jesuses.
I want my army of Jesuses. No. Wait, of Jesuses.
Would it be Jizai?
Jizai.
I like Ted's theory where Luke Skywalker just went back to his homeland and was like boozing out. And then he found a random like scavenger and she's like, but I'm pregnant. And he's like, bleh, and gets in his ship and flies away. And that's Rey.
I actually,
to be clear, I did not say that Rey was his kid, but I do like your version of that.
I think that they're actually going to be interesting. Rian Johnson's going to make this a more edgy series, and so I think that there will be a slight romance where Luke falls for Rey and is only at the end that he finds out.
There was a severe incestuous subtone to the original trilogy that was like, kind of missing from the prequel.
You're like the family member I kissed but never went farther with. He's going to go farther.
Yep. Even if it's Leia's daughter, he'll be like, you're not my dad, but your sister's your mom. And he's like, even better.
He's going to gaze at her and say, you look just like your mother. I like that a lot.
Actually, if she was immaculate, wouldn't that mean that that his grandfather would be her father?
She's not immaculate after he gets died.
<That's right. laughs>
Because the Force would have made her, which means her father is the Force. His grandfather was created by the Force. So therefore,
enough people with the Force died in those big ships on that planet, and so she just kind of spawned.
Exactly.
She's just a Force monkey.
I think that they're going to bring back the Jedi. It's going to get really powerful.
Last Jedi, they're going to all be gray. They're all going to be gray Force wielders. There's not going to be light or dark. Everyone's going to be gray.
I think the Jedi will return, and then they'll be a force to reckon with, and then Rey will say...
A force to reckon with. I get it. I get it.
Is that the third one? A force to reckon with?
Okay. Episode 9.
Are you done?
What?
No. He has to give his really terrible pun.
What? No.
Okay, they're going to be a force to reckon with, and then...
Well, No, okay. I didn't have anything more.
Too much pressure. That's it. We're just going to wrap things up. It's been an hour. Alex, are you still there?
I tried to close the window. It just wouldn't do it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Luke's got no time for kids.
Goodbye.
Okay, no. Prediction for Steven Universe. Nobody cares about it. I get it. Yeah. This room's immaculate. Yes. As far as Steven Universe goes, Yellow Diamond killed Rose, or Pink Diamond. Shattered her. That's my prediction. Means nothing to you guys.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I forgot, but it was something along like, Force is immaculate. I don't know. I got nothing. Yeah. Force is immaculate.
Sorry, Bill. Yeah.